Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Possibility Living with Kim, the Leto Spotlight Series.
The Leto Women Business Owners Symposium is on the move again. This time, we want you to go with us. It's time to step up your brand's visibility, red carpet style. Place your brand's logo on our media wall and travel with us across the U.S. and abroad. Make a statement in multiple markets and stretch your marketing dollars. Go to bit.ly/2015mediawall.
Good afternoon. I wanted to say good morning, but good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show, Possibility Living with Kim. I am your host, Kim Harris, and it is Monday. Believe me, it's Monday. But nonetheless, we're going to have a fantastic day because we have a dynamic guest on tap for our Spotlight Series. And before we even get started with that, though, I want to share the call-in number so that you can ask your questions or make your comments of our guest today. It's 347-826-9330. Again, 347-826-9330. And, of course, you can call in during the show, ask your questions, and make your comments, and we'll be happy to oblige you. We have so much going on the back end with our Stiletto Women Business Owner Symposium Tour launching in our nation's capital on April 10th, 2015, and I can't tell you how excited I am to have on the show today our leading ambassador, Delana Keller Watkins. She is known as the Healthy Life Stylist, and she is a global and award-winning registered nurse and certified wellness coach in the areas of self-care and personal wellness. For over two decades, Delana has been serving wellness and seeking women through her seminars. Her seminars, products, and programs. Let me put it that way, put it that straight. She is an author, a wellness speaker, and founder of Total Woman Wellness Liability Limited Corporation, right? A lifestyle company designed to help women achieve optimum health and wellness through the integration of mind, body, and spirit. I love that. Mind, body, and spirit. Without one, you can't have the other, right? Right, Delana? Welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
I'm so excited. Absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, for so many years, so many of us work in fragmented pieces, and we wonder why things don't come together, right?
Truly. And once you really figure that part out, the mind, body, spirit, and know that they are connected to make you a whole, well woman, boy, you would think you have struck gold once you figure that out.
Well, good. We have people like you to help us get on track with that. I am so thrilled, Delana, that you are, one, a part of the Stiletto movement, first of all, and leading the efforts in the Washington, D.C. area. I mean, to launch there in our nation's capital for 2015 says a lot in terms of where we are in our growth as a company, but also as a movement and what we stand for in terms of building and establishing foundations. I mean, what better way to do that than in our nation's capital? So thank you so much for leading that effort and doing so with such grace and diligence. I can't thank you enough. So I want to send my applause out on that one. I just want to kind of get into a little bit of dialogue about what we're going to be engaging in with you in our DC event. I know that you are known as the Healthy Life Stylist, and just give us a little bit of an idea of what that really means and what it is.
You know, it's so funny, and to try to summarize it out really into words, it took me so long to really figure out that truly was what my title should be, is the Healthy Life Stylist. So it's funny that just to finally put that together. It actually took me 3 or 4 years to figure out that that's exactly what I was doing. So so to try to summarize it in a few words, and it's so funny to be able to do that with this particular symposium, because the stiletto is what kind of helped me to create the Healthy Lifestylist, because when I'm out in the community and when I'm speaking, I'm known for my stilettos. It's like the ladies wait for me to walk in the room to find out what type of shoes I'm going to be wearing before I even speak. And so letting them know that you can be healthy in heels regardless of what things may look like around you. And so I automatically create that environment for women when we're there, even if you don't care to put a pair of stilettos on. If your heel consists of a kitten heel, a pump, you know, a platform, or even a flip-flop, it doesn't matter. It's who you are as the person that's stepping up as a power strut in that particular shoe. And so because that kind of became, you know, sort of my my mantra or my staple, I, you know, kind of came up with a way in which how I can relate to women sort of through their footwear, being it stilettos, you know, and the Healthy Lifestylist. On a serious note, I really kind of just kind of wove that into, although that can be a segue into a conversation about health, it still boils down to how we as women view our health. And being a Healthy Lifestylist allows me to converse with them on that level, because oftentimes it's not always about the physical piece, and that's oftentimes
that's
where our discussion will go, you know, is how we look. And so I had to create a way in which to talk to women to go beyond just what we are able to see with our physical eye. And so that's where the Healthy Lifestylist came about. She sort of came up, you know, from her shoes, really.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because even when I was creating the Stiletto Business Strategies brand, I was going back to how powerful I felt when I wore certain shoes. And, you know, you don't feel the same way in your Nike tennis shoes as you do in your red stilettos. You feel very different. Your attitude changes. The way you walk is different. And how you represent is actually very different. And so, you know, I looked at that as something that we identify with as a woman. We identify with our shoes. We identify with our hair. We identify, you know, with maybe some of, you know, the name brands that we wear or whatever. And so I wanted to go back to that place of empowerment, which was I felt empowered when I put my heels on. When I put my heels on, there was nothing that I couldn't accomplish. You know, I could walk into that meeting and I could feel confident. And I got to tell you, you know, it's still very, very evident today. I mean, I put on my heels and I'm a totally different person than when I'm walking around in my tennis shoes or my flip-flops or, you know, any of that. It just has such a psychological, you know, I think, impact in terms of how we act and move forward. And being from the Healthy Lifestylist point of view, being in those heels and being healthy in those heels, I mean, it's more than just about, you know, what you look like, but how do you take that into practical applications with your health and wellness piece? How do you translate that?
And what I do from that is, same thing like you said, and it goes back to what we're able to see with our physical mind. Again, when we talk about putting on a pair of stilettos or a pair of pumps, it automatically elevates us not only physically but mentally. So I kind of just start from there, and it's a matter of just talking to women where they are. So if you're comfortable in a pair of flip-flops, then we just kind of approach your wellness in that way because that's where you're comfortable at. And then we can begin to elevate your health around that. So when I think of a person who's in flip-flops, they're generally comfortable. They're not really, you know, worried about whether that particular shoe goes with a certain outfit or not. That's generally how you oftentimes may approach your health. You kind of flip-flop your way around. You're not really thinking about it. You're only concerned about it when it doesn't feel a certain way or it doesn't look a certain way. So it's being able to kind of tie back those things into, again, your footwear. And that just became, actually, it started out as a joke, and then it really became very relevant because it was what I was finding with some of the women that I was coaching, is that that is the way that they saw visually not only their appearance but also their health as well. So that whole Healthy and Heals movement that I started, it was very profound that tying that back to, you know, simply a pair of shoes, and how you thought about that is the way in which you approach your health care as well. Or, you know, the way that you feel about yourself is whether or not you would change a pair of shoes if you knew that they didn't fit right, or would you continue to walk in them knowing that your heels hurt or your toes aren't, you know, feeling quite right because the shoe really is a half size too small. We do the same thing with our health. Oftentimes we know that that certain thing isn't fitting right for us, but we continue to do them anyway. We'll allow ourselves to walk in pain, you know, with those heels on or with a shoe on that we know is a size, you know, a half size too small. And so sometimes I find that as women, we'll approach our health care the same exact way. So that really became such a segue, Kim, for really just kind of having a fun discussion around your health with the whole Healthy and Heals movement with women. And I found that it was very, very effective. And it opened up the dialogue, because one thing I've also noticed with women is we don't want to be the only one in the room to have had that experience. We want to make sure that there's other women who also had that experience. If they're not currently, then they've had that experience in the past. And so I've found that when you open up the discussion like that, you know, you're more likely to have, a, you know, someone share a story around that and then bring it back to the whole healthcare thing, you know, the whole self-care arena.
Right. And, you know, interestingly enough, when you don't feel good, you don't do well. You know, I mean, really, when you're not feeling well about how you look or how you feel, or you're feeling discomfort in any or disease in any way, it impacts how productive we are in our day. And I know that for a fact. If I'm not feeling well, I don't get as nearly as much done as I could when I'm at my optimum. And so, you know, this, I think being healthy is so important. Because if we don't have our health, we don't have anything. I mean, really, think about it. I mean, you know, we don't have our health. We don't have the ability to move and produce. We don't have the ability to make money. We don't have, you know, we don't have our senses about us to make sound decisions. And so our health is, our health is absolutely the core of our essence. And, I almost think that it's right up there along with our spiritual self. I mean, you know, because you, for me, you have to have some level of spiritual connectedness to be purposeful. I mean, you know, no matter what the belief systems are, what belief systems you have, I think that in order to be really productive and produce my purposeful work, you have to have some level of center of focus, spiritual focus. And then from there, you know, you can implement, you know, whatever it is that you're here called to do. So I think, you know, when you talk about whole wellness and whole healthy living and working, you're talking more than just about, you know, how am I eating the right foods? Am I exercising enough during the day? There's so many other elements that go into play. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And just here's the thing, and you kind of touched on it when you talked about being able to be sustainable if you're not feeling well, or, you know, just well, mind, body, and spirit. When you're not in a state of health that is your optimal health, what that is means to you as an individual, you're not able to be creative. And when you're not able to be creative and innovative, then that ultimately affects your bottom line, which ultimately affects your business. And then here's what I say to people who are both still working in corporate America as well as running a business. You, as a business owner, don't have the luxury of having a sick day and having PTO. So at all times, you must be sustainable and be healthy enough to operate in your business. And so I ask them the question, are you healthy enough to be in business? Just like that corporate employer wants to make sure that they have a healthy employee, and some jobs even require that you have a physical to make sure that you're able to meet the demands of the job, you have to, as a business owner, make certain that you are capable enough and that you're healthy enough to sustain the job and to always be creative and innovative for that position to be a business owner. And so that's where I think oftentimes we're not thinking about it because it's something that we're passionate about. So oftentimes our passion drives us, and so we don't think clearly enough about the involvement of our health. And again, just like what you said, I'm not talking about just physically. It goes towards your mental, because are you creating balance, you know, in your life so that you're not totally tapped out, you know, energy, vitality, all of that goes straight to your creativity. And then spiritually, you know, again, being able to stay spiritually grounded so that you will remain in your purpose. So all of that is very important. It's very doable, but you have to just make sure that you have the right tools in place as you set sail on that journey to become a business owner or to be effective in your business currently.
So let me ask you this. Can you give us three steps that we could take in order to make that happen, in order to take those steps towards that level of productivity?
Absolutely. The first thing is to know where you are. Always start off with doing a self-assessment, because what happens is, again, we often hit the ground running, and then we don't stop to really think. We never look back, you know, oftentimes, or do a self-assessment of where we are right now. And so that's very, very important. So the first thing that I would say, and the first thing that I always say when I'm coaching people, is where are you right now? And so we spend so much time figuring that piece out, because so many things can be uncovered when you do that. So take the time to really figure out where you are right now in both your mind, body, and spirit health. That will be number one, because you can't make an effective plan without currently knowing where you are. And then that will help you to determine really what you seek, because we will seek things that we may not be in need of at that particular time. So that is step number one, and that's very important. The second thing is, once you've identified that, get with a coach or an accountability partner. If you've done such a very good job really delving down into figuring out those different areas, get yourself an accountability coach, and do not confuse that person with a cheerleader. A cheerleader will co-sign on your inability to do certain things as you're seeking your goals. So don't do that. Get someone who will buy into the goals that you have set forth for yourself and will hold you accountable to them regardless of what's going on in your life. A cheerleader, on the other hand, will co-sign and say, you know what, yeah, you are very busy. Maybe you shouldn't do that. I agree with you, honey. Yeah, it's too much, girl. So that's a cheerleader. That's someone who will co-sign whether you're doing good, bad, or indifferent. So it differentiates between those two individuals. And then lastly, what I would suggest is, after you've done all of that, is to create balance for what it looks like for your life in order to be productive. Because here's what we do oftentimes. We think that balance means that key word of everything being equal, and that's not truly the case. Balance has to do with being able to create the experience in every area of your life, and then to still be happy and healthy and enjoy your family along with the business. That's what being balanced is. I think we have over time created the word balance. We see that and we automatically think of a scale and that it has to be even. But balance could be really it's everything playing in its part, and that it's working like a well-oiled machine, and that every portion of it is happy. Mind, body, spirit, life, family, career, finances, all of that is healthy. And that everybody's happy and it's cohesive, and you're still able to be productive and be creative. And so they'll hear more about that, and we'll talk more about that, Kim, and what that looks like in D.C. So that's why, ladies, it is imperative that you gather up your accountability partner and your girlfriend, and that you join us for this Stiletto Women Business Owner Symposium on April the 10th. All this good stuff that you're going to get about how to be healthy, balanced, productive, woohoo, red stiletto wearing women.
I love it. And you're right. I mean, we're talking about really digging your heels into some processes that's going to help you to grow and be really see results based on, you know, your experience and all the experience of all the other speakers and coaches and trainers that are going to be there that day. It's really not for the faint of heart. I mean, if you really want to get down to business and actually really start seeing some real results in your business, then this is the place to be for that. And I believe that, you know, Delaina, with your leadership and with your platform, this is going to really set the tone for everyone being able to understand what it means to find that balance and to realize, you know, just to really see the kind of results that they've been looking for in their business, in their lives, and of course, in their health, you know. I mean, these are things that we take for granted sometimes, but I really think that, you know, with some spearheading, we can get back on track and in focused with what it is that's most important. So thank you for sharing that. Give us a website, or, you know, I know you have your own radio show. I want you to tell people about that because, I mean, it's really awesome. I've listened to some episodes.
Thank you.
I mean, golly, this is some good stuff.
It is. And, ladies, we even do our on the radio show. We do our physically fit commercial breaks. And some of the ladies, it's so funny, they inbox me and they're like, I'm at work in my heels doing squats. I'm like, yes, that's right. That's how we do it.
I love
so
it. I love
fun.
It. It is a lot of
but,
fun. So tell us where we can
it's
listen
a lot
to
of fun.
That.
Sure. You can listen to my show on Wednesdays at 12 noon. We have a fun power hour during lunch hour on Wednesdays. And you can tune in to MWHYradio.com, and that stands for May We Help You Radio. That's the network that I'm a part of. And the name of my show is Total Woman Wellness Radio Show. And we're usually on from about 12 to 1 every now and then. If we're having a lot of fun, we'll go over a little bit. But generally, it's on from 12 to 1. And we have physically fit commercial breaks. We have a nutrition tip every other week and a fitness tip in between that. And we just have such fun because, again, it's not all about the physical wellness. We have guests on that talk about everything from finances to life, relational, business, pricing, all kinds of stuff. So it's wealthy you, healthy you, relational you, everything you.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal website is totalwomanwellness.com.
Totalwomanwellness.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. And I got to tell you again, what you're doing is phenomenal. And kudos and congrats to all that you do and every success that you have. Give us one last piece of advice that we could take with us through the rest of the week that will help us to maintain our healthy whole wellness.
I think the biggest thing, and I shared this last week, and it actually stayed with me, and that is to, you know, when I'm and this is goes towards your balance, that is to create a space, because we're early in the new year, ladies, so create a space within your home that's personal to you that you can go to on a regular basis to get replenished. I think that's so important, and designate some time to do that. And so even if it means having what I call a wind-down window or time to log off, shut down, and, you know, just tune out, do that and go back in and replenish ourselves, because we tend to nurture, but we can't nurture from a dry well. And so my advice to you today going forward, just put this into practice this week, is to create some space in your room, somewhere in your home, or, you know, wherever you have access to, and then create a wind-down window for yourself so that you can reach back in and give to yourself and kind of just nurture, because we're always on. It seems like 24/7. We're always on. We're always tapped into ourselves, and I think just being able to create that space really will help to open us up to receive and then be able to then turn around and give once again and not from a dry well. And that has been a lesson that I've been able to kind of tap into and learn from just this past week, and it's been very, very effective. So that is my advice going forward.
I agree. You've got to take time apart and, you know, just pull yourself back because you're right, you can't give what you don't have. And if
Absolutely.
You don't have the energy, if you don't have the mental acuity to make sound decisions in your business, that means something's burnt out. So you need to really draw back. And I do it quite often, more often than most, I think, because I am, that's just a part of my lifestyle and has been. I've had to work my business around that because that is so important to me. And I know that in order for me to really be effective in what I'm doing, I've got to have that alone time, that me time, that replenishing moment where I can pour back into myself and my spirit and get my body, you know, and sometimes I do it through yoga. Sometimes I do it through, you know, walking on my treadmill or something like that. But nonetheless,
right.
that time. It's just that time where I'm not thinking about work and decisions and, you know, who's going to do this and what's going to happen here. None of that's going on. So it's very, very important, I think, in order to be effective as a person, as a whole person.
Right.
As a whole
and it's
person.
Hard for us as ladies to really understand that because we feel as if we're not doing something, then we're not being effective. And so sometimes it's a little difficult for us to see what we're saying is, so you mean to tell me if I'm sitting there not doing anything that it's being effective? How is that being effective? So sometimes we have a difficult time rationalizing that, but that's why I explain it from a point of, you know, if you are dry, you can't give from a dry well, so you have to use that as sort of your replenishing time. Think of it as a car who's running out of gas. It's only going to go but so far. And so, ladies, it's okay for us to unplug and sort of replenish ourselves because you will be much more effective at whatever you think is requiring your attention or, you know, time at that moment rather than just sort of unplugging and being able to go full speed ahead and be
right.
much more effective at that particular thing. So don't think of it as you being, you know, lazy or ineffective or I've got to, you know, get to this particular thing right here, right now. Instead, say to yourself, when I do that particular thing, that I will be much more effective and much more alert and much more creative when I approach it.
Right. You're absolutely right. I remember this quote from a book that I read. I think it was The Master Key System, and Charles F. Hanel wrote the book. And he says that, and I think I'm paraphrasing here, so don't quote me exactly, but it's something to the effect of genius is realized through repose. In other words, your genius can't surface if you're constantly actively doing something all the time. You have to rest and find that place of respite in order to allow your genius to really rise up and give you the ideas and give you the inspiration that you need to move forward. So sometimes, you know, despite our Western ways and what we think, if we're, you know, thinking about being busy and, you know, not being productive or not being productive unless we are busy, that's, I think, a big fallacy and false premise that we need to really reevaluate because, again, you know, we have to stop at some point and think about some of the things that we're doing instead of just getting involved in the doing. I agree. I mean, I think that, you know, finding that healthy balance, finding that place where we can stand purposefully and powerfully in what we do, we have to be able to see our life from a full spectrum and find out where it is that we're not getting it, where it is that we're lacking and where we need to strengthen ourselves. And I think, Delaney, you really bring that key piece home about your health and your health wholeness and how that impacts everything that we do. So I thank you for taking time to come on the show today and share with us in this dynamic dialogue. And I look forward
thank
to seeing you.
You
on April April 10th in D.C., and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. So I'm going to be sharing this show link with everyone and looking forward to having some more dynamic dialogue with you in the future. So you have a wonderfully blessed day, and I'm going to sign off as your host today, Kim Harris. Possibility Living with Kim. And I want you to join me next Monday as we interview another guest on the Stiletto Spotlight series. And don't forget to visit our website at facebook.com/StilettoWBO to become a part of the community and join other dynamic women in exchanging value and information that could transform your business. You can also go to StilettoWBODC.Eventbrite.com to get your early